Good morning, everyone. My name is Emily Grant, and I'm an Eagle Scout with Troop 1919 here at Kingswood. And I joined Scouts in 2019, as soon as possible, when our troop first started.
My name is Sharanya Karpomik. I'm a second-class scout at Troop 1919, and I joined in 2021.
Just a little bit of background about who we are and what we do. In 2019, the Scouts BSA, formerly the Boy Scouts of America, announced that they would allow girls into the program for the first time. Kingswood immediately said, that sounds perfect for us. They'd seen the benefit that BSA had had on boys for the past 50 years now at this point. And they immediately said, yes, we want to do this. We want these opportunities for the girls in the area as well. So Troop 1919, our troop, started as soon as the BSA first allowed troops to form for girls in February of 2019. And we've been going ever since. We do all the same stuff that the boys do pretty much. We can become Eagle Scouts, go on the same trips, all the things.
The passage we're discussing today tells us that we should be joyous when we face challenges, because there are opportunities to overcome and adapt to difficulties. Being joyous doesn't mean that we have to be happy all the time. Being happy is an emotional state that no one should try to be all the time, because it's neither beneficial nor healthy. The Scout Law states, a scout is cheerful, but this applies in and out of scouting. It's important to find joy in difficult situations because positivity helps keep you calm. It makes sure that you don't make rash decisions in the moment and keeps you well prepared.
When I think of challenges that I've had within scouting, my mind immediately goes to a time at Philmont, which for those of you who don't know is like the quintessential scouting trip. They've been doing scouts over there for I don't even know how long, a real long time in New Mexico, and you go backpacking, you carry all of your stuff, all of your tents and your food and everything with you on your back for like 5 days out in the wilderness. So I went last summer, and we were going on a side hike one of the days, and we were a little bit misinformed about how much water was required to get there and back. We quickly realized once we made it to the bottom of the mountain, not even the top, that we were going to be running low on water. And to make matters worse, the campsite we were staying at also did not have any water. And so we would have to hike from the campsite to another location to get more water after we had already finished this whole side hike. So we were in a little bit of a predicament. A couple of us went up to the top of the mountain. It was a great view, had a great time. But then we got back to the base of the mountain and we still had like 5 miles to go to get back to the campsite. And at this point, we were pretty much out of water. And this was the point in which our fearless crew leader, Declan Hennigan, for those of you who don't know Declan, he's definitely one of the most cheerful scouts you will ever meet. He takes that opportunity as we were all extremely dehydrated, not having a good time, to say, don't worry guys, it'll be fine. We're all the best of friends, so it'll all work out. In that moment, we were not feeling like the best of friends. That was not what we wanted to hear from Declan in that moment, because we were struggling. But looking back on it, I think that Declan actually had a little bit of a point. It's important to take a step back when you're going through a challenge and find a way to make it a little bit more of a cheerful experience, to spread a little bit of joy to the people around you. And even if it's not what we wanted to hear, it may be what we needed to hear to get us that extra 5 miles back to the campsite so we could figure things out. And we were actually all fine, so it worked out. Another thing that we learn at Philmont is the types of fun. Type one fun is it's fun while you're doing it, and it's fun afterwards. You look back and you're like, wow, I had so much fun. And they're very clear that Philmont is not type one fun. You will not be having a great time while you're there. You will be challenged and thirsty at times and not necessarily be having fun. But you look back on it and you can see how much you grew through that experience and how much you learned. And you can really think, I did have fun, even though I didn't think that was what was happening at the time. And I think that's really important to remember, is that sometimes you're going through a challenge and you feel like things are never going to get better. This is terrible. It's never going to end. Declan will not stop telling us that we're best friends, even though we're not feeling it. But it does get better. And afterwards, you can look back on those experiences as ways that you were able to grow and learn and have new experiences.
A trip where I learned an important lesson was Springer Mountain. Springer Mountain is actually the start of the Appalachian Trail, which is a cross-country backpacking trail. On that campout, we were only going to backpack for 2 days, and it was pretty short. But on the first hike, I started feeling very unwell. I was really hot, and I couldn't breathe. And then I was like, oh no, this is just because we're backpacking uphill. I'll probably be fine when we get to the campsite. But then we got to the campsite, and it was like 20 minutes, and I've been sitting there drinking water, and then I realized, oh, maybe this is not fine. In that campout, incidentally, I had forgotten my first aid kit, which means I had no medicine or anything. But thankfully, one of the scoutmasters, Mr. Roundtree, had brought his first aid kit and extra medicine as well. I think that was the only thing that got me through the first night there. I'm very thankful for everybody on that trip because they decided that we could go home early and that we didn't need to continue the whole trip. That trip, I definitely learned not to forget my first aid kit again, but I also learned that it's important to appreciate the people around you and that we should all strive to be the dependable person that can help somebody during their hardest times. Overall, that trip was an important lesson for me. And I'm glad I went, even though I wasn't feeling my best the whole time.
Another important note is that most of our trips, despite our stories, are actually fun. And type one fun at that. They're fun while you're doing it, not just afterwards. We've had some of our best trips we've ever been on have been through scouting. We both really enjoyed an opportunity to go to Pensacola, Florida, and camp on the beach, and go swim in the ocean, and just have a great time. My favorite trip I've ever been on was to Northern Tier up in Minnesota, where we got to paddle over 50 miles throughout the boundary waters with Canada. We got to swim to Canada somewhat illegally, and just have such a good time out in nature. And that's really why we're so grateful for scouting, especially here at Kingswood. It's just all these great opportunities to go out and experience things that we never would have imagined we could have done when we were younger, because these opportunities were just not available to us.
Through scouting, we've learned how important it is to view challenges through a different mindset. Different experiences and hardships have helped me grow as a person, and now I look forward, not always very enthusiastically, to difficult situations. You should find joy in difficult tasks because it'll help you in the future. No one should try to be happy all the time. No one should try to smile through tears, and it's okay to be sad and even angry, but finding joy in challenges is definitely very important.
It's also important to note that even though through both of our experiences with challenges within scouting, we were never in grave peril. We felt like maybe we were in the moment, but it's really important to take a step back when you're in a challenge and think about what risk is involved with what you're doing. Are you really about to die, or is it just how you're feeling in the moment? And that can be really hard when you're dehydrated, when you're sick, and you're out in the wilderness with very little help. But it's just, it's a skill that you have to learn to be able to really manage risk and think about how you can take steps to solve your problems instead of just getting upset with the situation that you're in. And every person, everyone here, everyone anywhere has opportunities that they have to learn and to grow, whether that's through scouting, whether that's spiritually, whether that's at work, at school, in your relationships with other people, there are always ways that you can be challenging yourself to be more joyful and also to spread joy to other people, like Declan did. There's always ways that you can add a little bit of joy into other people's challenges through shared challenges you have with other people. And I would also encourage everyone to try something new. We did not know we would like scouting when we started it. If you're between the ages of 11 and 17, I would highly encourage you try scouting. If you're over the age of 17 or under the age of 11 also, there's always something that you can be doing to challenge yourself to be more joyful for yourself and for the people around you.
I'd like to read a quote that I think is very relevant to what we're talking about. "You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeats so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, how you can still come out of it." Maya Angelou. I hope you can all integrate a part of that into your lives.
Let's close in prayer. God, please challenge us to take on new opportunities so that we can practice becoming more joyful people in all situations. Help us to see the ways we can bring joy into others' challenges, and help us grow through challenging situations. Amen.